Well, Apple's stock price rebounded somewhat this morning after dropping nearly 6% yesterday, in part because of the trade war with China, in part because of a Supreme Court ruling that an antitrust lawsuit against the company can move forward. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large for Recode. Hi, Kara.
Hey.
And let's start with the Supreme Court ruling. They haven't decided the merits of the case itself, but they've allowed it to go forward against Apple's objections. Justice Kavanaugh wrote the decision, siding with the court's liberal justices. How bad is this for Apple?
Well, it's not good for all of Silicon Valley, because there's all kinds of companies that aren't really monopolies, but have a lot of power. And so, you know, Apple, you can't call Apple a monopoly precisely. I think it's got 47% of the market share, and up, that's in the U.S. And I think globally it's much smaller because of Android. But they do run their app platform. And the question is whether they should be separated. The app platform should be separated from the device itself. And that sort of goes to Google has a platform. Everybody has a platform. And so that's the question of what can be separated out.
Well, and it also brings up this question of monopoly in the tech industry, which is something that we're hearing more and more of these days.
Yeah, but they're not. Some of them aren't technically a monopoly. That's the problem. So antitrust law has to change, obviously, to meet the new reality, which is there's a lot of really powerful companies that have big market shares that essentially control things. And that would be, you know, Amazon, Facebook, and Google, and Apple to an extent. It's big, but it's not a monopoly like the way we think of, say, when Microsoft was running the operating system and the apps and the everything.
Mm-hmm. So it's good to have that context there, that it's not technically a monopoly. Although, let's listen to the person who's been in the news over the last week really making the case about Facebook. This is co-founder Chris Hughes, who wrote an op-ed in the New York Times, and he spoke on NPR's Morning Edition. Here he is.
Mark Zuckerberg is unaccountable. He's unaccountable to his shareholders, he's unaccountable to his users, and he's unaccountable to government. And I think that that's fundamentally un-American, and I think government should step up, break up the company, and regulate it.
Kara, how are the tech companies responding at this point, a week later, to this argument from Hughes and others who've been saying the same thing?
Well, again, it's a different thing with Facebook, because that's a different issue, too, is that Mark controls all the shares at Facebook that count. And so he controls the board and he can't be fired. That's very different. And maybe people shouldn't be allowed to have that. And so it's just a lot of different things going all at once. But essentially, it goes to the idea is that these companies have locked in power for themselves so they can control things. And even if it's not technically a monopoly, it's worrisome to people. Now, every politician in the world is now jumping on the Elizabeth Warren bandwagon, which was started by her. With Chris's, we also did a podcast with him. I mean, the idea is that these platforms might be causing problems and nobody can do anything about it. And so the question is, what can government do about it?
At the same time, the users, it seems like, still want to be able to use these products.
Yeah.
They add a level of convenience. And you know, even after all the warnings that we've had about all the things that tech companies have been doing, we still all just click accept every time they give us a 500-page, you know, document to accept.
Right, yeah. And again, it depends on what you're using. Like, it depends, you know, if you're using maps, do you agree to be located? Did you not really know what was going on? I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And that's the problem, is that the question is, how much do consumers know about what's going on? How much should they know? How much should they accept? How much should companies like Google and Facebook be able to use your digital information to sell advertising? Now, Apple's not in the advertising business. It's in the device business. But should it be able to run the App Store, and it's the only place you can get apps? Each has their own unique problems. And I think antitrust is going to be the way this might change.
You know, the one company that we haven't been talking about in the last few minutes, but I think now falls into this category, is Uber, where the public, the idea from the public is starting to shift.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's a different story. That went public. It just went public itself, and it's not doing very well because mostly its economics are pretty screwy. It loses a lot of money, and the question is, can it ever make money? And the question is, well, maybe it should merge with Lyft, and that'll be like a big question for government. Should that be allowed in this country to have one ride-sharing service, essentially?
Is that being talked about?
You know, you think about it, when they're both of them are really doing badly, and the reason why they're doing badly is because their economics are bad, and the reason their economics are bad is because they're in huge competition and price cutting, and so consumers are getting really low prices for these rides. you know, that's a big, people
maybe
wonder.
They'll get even bigger. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But then they get an even bigger, and then we have to break them apart. So, you know, I mean, so that's the issue is should these platforms like Facebook, which owns Instagram and WhatsApp and other things, should it be able to buy more stuff? I mean, it goes all kinds of ways. And it's not even getting into acquisitions, but I doubt Facebook or Google will be able to buy anything anytime soon, for example, in this atmosphere.
That's Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode. Kara, thanks as always.
Thanks so much.